a dusty desert town in the West. Her name, Dolores, was embroidered with fancy script on a stocking hanging on the brick fireplace. A tiny golden nail, hammered neatly into the mortar, held it in place. Dolores wanted to hold the soft velvet stocking, heavy with treasure and candy, wrapped gifts and fruit. She wanted to stroke the stiff golden threads, spelling out the name she was learning to print in school, the thick pencil clenched in her hand. She knew the stocking would smell of chocolate and pine, like the beautiful tree in the corner far from the fireplace. Way down in the toe of the sock would be a fat tangerine, giving a spicy tang to the mezcla of scents. She wanted to upturn the stocking into her mother's lap, the silky soft skirt between Mama's knees pooling into a perfect bowl, wanted to dump out her prize and put her face into the opening of the fur-lined sock. Maybe her whole head would fit inside it, like with Santa's furry hat. She wanted to inhale the dark, soft safety inside of it. The stocking was new and beautiful, the embroidery, Abuela's work. Dolores recognized it as surely as the scent of talcum or the taboo lipstick her grandmother applied every morning. These scents gave Dolores comfort, a feeling of safety. She was named for her beautiful, sweet-scented maternal grandmother, who everyone called Abuela, even Daddy. So it felt like another gift when Dolores learned they shared a name. Mama had told her right before Daddy spied the little gold nail. Dolores was 5, but she recognized danger in Daddy's glare at the tiny nail holding up her bulging stocking. He hadn't placed the nail there in the mortar. No one had asked his permission to mar the perfection of the red-smelling brick or the musty cement of the newly cleaned grout. Mama had scrubbed for days, Dolores trying to help, but mostly getting in the way. She knew because Mama sometimes wept while preparing for the holiday. But now they had broken another of his unwritten rules. These rules, Daddy's special rules, were never usually known until after they had already been broken. Dolores was 5, but her whole...